Hello and welcome to this episode of the Ranting Atheist podcast. So the year is wrapping up. It's been a crazy year, ups and downs as usual, but we move. We'll be listening to a recording from a clubhouse room I stumbled in which an ex-Muslim was having a conversational argument with a Muslim, a very dishonest fucking Muslim. And I was listening, I tried not to get in, but the bullshit was just too much. I just came up to tell him to fuck off. So all you get is me telling him to fuck off for the next few minutes. So if you haven't subscribed up, Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, and anywhere you find podcasts, check out the show notes for links you may find useful, especially our Discord. Would love to see you there. So let's go and listen to a crazy ass Muslim being a dishonest fuck.
Place in 2622. I don't know what calculation you're using. You will give me the age of that person. Now, that hadith that says she was nine, we just have to nest. We have, like, someone like me have an interpretation of it. She is the one that said it, but she can also say it. The interpretation is, there are people with smaller bodybuilding, and a lot of events have shown that she is the type of a person, while she's married, the Prophet will carry her on his shoulder or on his head, like small, like children are being carried on shoulders. What we understand is she has a small frame. That is the only explanation for that. And she's saying, the interpretation of that hadith is more or less, my frame, I look like a 9-year-old in structural building or something of that nature. But the fact that her age, she was born, look, wait, I'm coming. The fact that she was born, like, you can just Google it right now, when was she born? And when the marriage, we all know that it consummated in the Hijrah. And Hijrah happened in 622. And she was born in 610. I don't know how old she could be. You can believe the hadith. Like, this is the literal interpretation, she was nine. But I don't take that straightforward to mean that, yes, he this child marriage or pedophilia and stuff. I cannot interpret it that way.
So the hadith in which Aisha narrated herself clearly stated that she was six. And now you're telling me that I have to take your interpretation of someone who...
Not my interpretation. Just, can you check when she was born? Can you just check she was born in this date and the hadith that says she was married on the Hijrah? Like, Masa, Hijrah happened in 622. Masa, can you take that? Like, can you also look at that?
It's just like me telling you, or someone who lived how many years after you died coming to tell you, say that he knows about an event in your life better than you know. How does that make sense to you?
It's not only her that was accused of speaking, not like you don't even believe the Quran. You are saying is it false stuff and stuff.
But
use your logic to
all this way. You say Aisha was a liar, just go straight to the post.
That's exactly what he said.
Stop going to the corner. Answer, go direct. Aisha was a liar. And agree with that.
I know
you people think less of women.
I said the interpretation of it. She said she looked like in body beauty stuff.
Yeah, she was six.
This
is not interpretation, bro. You're not stupid. Yeah, please.
Okay. Now, I cannot hold you to believe.
Look at it right there.
I cannot hold you to believe.
The Prophet married Aisha when she was 6 years old and consummated his marriage when she didn't say. The Prophet married her when her frame was like 6 years old and consummated when her frame was like. Are you fucking mad? Are you fucking insane? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Either you say that this particular hadith is nonsense, then we know, okay, then we are shooting blanks here. If you want to say this whole hadith is not authentic, you say this hadith is not authentic, okay, case closed, no problem. But if you are going to take other things in this hadith, but this particular verse is not correct to you, then, man, fuck off.
I think
you have better luck. Kratos, you have better luck. you have better luck watching paint dry than talk to this fucking liar, this honest cunt. So I tell you, look at what
he has been looking for me to have this discussion. So he
don't give a fuck. It's his own choice. I'm just giving him advice. It's left for him to do.
Then allow him now.
I want to talk too. I want to talk and let everybody know how stupid you are too. But yeah, how fucking is honest you are. That's all I need everybody to know. What the fuck, man? Your book says it right there. Are you going to throw away Sahih al-Bukhari or whatever the fuck that is?
Are you a Muslim to tell me?
I don't need to be a fucking Muslim. Your book is right there. If you're going to throw it away and say Aisha is innocent,
you are a fucking liar if you don't take it, you are a fucking dishonest idiot.
That is the whole point. You are a fucking child. We have not yet just caught you. Don't worry.
We will talk another time.
When we catch you on the top of a child, we lock you up.
This ranting,
fucking child rapist.
This ranting guy. guy, very good guy. Now, that's a discussion like this. I try to not be this emotional, but this guy is always this emotional. Though his name reflects that.
Yes, I am emotional because you people kill people that don't believe. If you meet Kratos, I'm sure you want to kill him. You people are killers. That is my issue with you. You like to kill people that don't believe in religion anymore. Nonsense.
So, can I go now? Kratos. I will leave you in your room. I'm following this club so that I may be seen, but that is if I'm allowed, not this insulting guy is not allowed. So I'll leave now. Thank you very much for the time.
Running away as usual. He doesn't have a point.
I'm not running.
Nobody else insulted you. It is the ranting 80s that insulted you. So your issues with me, not with every other person in this room. If you have any issues, it's only me.
Don't use me as your excuse. Let me close. Let me mute so that you would talk.
I will insult you when you are talking rubbish. I will fucking insult you because you are here coming to defend child molestation.
I don't talk in a stage whereby you are insulting.
Shut up.
Okay, let me go.
I don't talk
on stage whereby people are insulting.
Yeah.
I better run than engage in an insulting way. I think That is what it is. Your book is right there. Lack of civil manners. I cannot be civil with a killer and a child rapist. I cannot be civil for any fucking reason.
Does not
teach anything, please. Does not teach anything, please.
No, I mean, if he is representing atheism, that is very horrible representation. If what he's doing is
if you are a representation of your Islam, you are a bad rep already because you are apologizing for child molestation.
This is an order now. I have been here for more than 2 hours.
Yes, you have been here talking shit. I have to come here to address your foolishness.
Talk your
language. Speak English. Abukyoshi. Nonsense.
So, as the madman is out, what else can we discuss?
Ranting, you're crazy.
He's not going to listen. Look at right there. They brought the book right there. Is this not an authentic hadith? Like, what the fuck? What does he want to say?
You know, he is telling me that he knows about Aisha's life more than she knows about her own life.
He just wants to say Aisha is a liar. Say it, and we'll agree with you now. Okay, Aisha is a liar. That's a different kind of worms on his own again. Nonsense.
He wants us to agree with his interpretation, but he doesn't want us to take Aisha's words or the words of people who did the tafsir and all that.
For me, it's just like what religion does to normal people.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. They cannot think outside the Quran. I remember I had a discussion with a Yoruba Muslim. 4 hours, only one sentence that I went outside the Quran. Immediately he said that sentence, he went back into the Quran. I'm like, fucking hell. It took you 4 hours to come out of the Quran. And he went back immediately. Like it is a fucking virus. Like it's a mind virus. That's religion.
I mean, you guys were here. You guys were here when I asked this guy a yes or no question.
I did not want to even come up. Now I just didn't hear this. No, I had to just come up. It was just too much. Answer the damn question. It is right there. Except you want to say this and this is wrong, is not authentic. Then okay.
Ranting, even before you came into the room, Ike was asking him about if the religion is complete and all that. initially he said yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked him a few questions. Then he said, no, you know, you can't whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He always has something to say.
Like, you will never agree now.
I asked him, okay, does the Quran contain everything about good? No, first of all, I said, so you get your morals from the Quran, right? He says yes. I said, okay, that means your morality is subjective then. Then is everything in the Quran good or bad, immoral, moral, everything? That he said yes. I said, nice one. I said, then me and you have nothing to say because your brain is useless. You have nothing in your brain. All you do is a grab from the Quran and that's it. He says, no.
Okay. I said, what does the Quran say? You could see the Quran, the virus was fighting in his brain. The Islam was just, he was busy strangling his logic. His logic was working for a second. He strangled it again. That's the way this religion works. Like, the brain just becomes exactly useless. Useless. What the fuck? Simple question. Simple. I didn't want to cover this thing. It just too much. I was just pulling my hair out. I had to say something. What the fuck?
Allahu Akbar. Mashallah.
Mashallah. Mashallah, brother. Mashallah.
Boom. Boom.
Yay. Clash of ideas and settle debates. Say this one a continuation of yesterday's.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, and other places you find podcasts. Check out the show notes for links you may find useful, especially Discord. We'd love to see you there. It's been a crazy year, but still, have a great week, and I will catch you on the next one. Next year.